message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to God's presence this morning, and I know that no one here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for the successful completion of the media fast, the new beginning fast, and we are grateful to God for his blessings. And as you can see, we have started receiving the testimonies, and we will receive your own testimony too. I say this week we will receive your own testimony also. This week, for those that can say the loudest amen, we will receive your own testimony also. What you are expecting will come with speed. While we were singing that last song, the Holy Spirit ministered to me that there is a family here. By the time this Christmas, this year's Christmas is here, the situation and the circumstances with which we celebrate that Christmas will be very, very fantastic. I say it will be very, very fantastic. You will be shocked and surprised at the level you have suddenly gotten to. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? To God alone be all the glory. Pathway to a new beginning. Unveiling the pathway to a new beginning. Pathway to a new beginning is what we'll be talking about today. I'll fire on real quick, trusting God for speed this morning. God's desire is that you access a new beginning. And we have been doing this topic in the last few days since the month started, in the course of the fast and all. And this morning, God wants to show us something very critical that will bring us into a new beginning. A new beginning is a new phase, a new chapter, a new journey to greatness. And when you say a new beginning, it means a new phase, entering into a new phase, entering into a new journey. And this journey will lead to greater heights. A path is a road that leads somewhere. So we want to look at the path that will lead us to a new phase, to a new chapter, and to a new journey into greatness. And that pathway that we'll be looking at this morning is the path of faith. The path of faith. Only those who have faith can start a new phase. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. P-H-A-S-E. Only those who have faith can start a new phase. Many are in the old phase of their life because of lack of faith. If your faith fails, your life has failed. That's why faith failure is destiny failure. Faith failure is life failure. And your faith in God is a sure path to new beginnings. Your faith in God is a sure path to new beginnings. When you have faith, nothing can be impossible unto you. You need faith to please God. And you know that if you don't please God, you can't access a new beginning. And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God except you have faith. So quickly, what is faith? I have many definitions here, but I'll just take one or two because of the shortage of time. Thank you, Jesus. What is faith? Faith is a spiritual force which connects man with God for a new beginning. Faith is a force of the Spirit that connects you with a brand new beginning, with a new phase of life, with a new chapter in life. Faith is the instrument for the termination of the ugly phase of a man's life. Faith is what terminates the past, that past of failure. With faith, you terminate that past of failure. With faith, you terminate that past of waiting on the Lord for children. With faith, according to Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, those things that were very difficult and impossible before suddenly becomes very, very easy. Very, very easy. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for very, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove thence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So, faith is what brings you to the realm whereby nothing is impossible for you. Faith is what brings you to the realm whereby you can achieve it once you can think of it. Quickly this morning, important things to know about faith. Important things you must know about faith. A. Or one. Tears don't move God. It is faith that moves God. Many Christians think that if they cry from morning to night, then God will be moved. No. It is faith that moves God, not tears. That is why anywhere Jesus went to, he would say, weep not. Stop weeping. Stop crying. Stop weeping. Stop crying. Weep not. Stop crying. Enough of crying. Enough of weeping. What I'm looking for is your faith, not your tears. If you put a bucket down and you begin to cry inside and it's full, it doesn't mean that God is going to answer your prayer. Except he sees faith. B. What is important about faith is that murmuring does not move God. It is faith that moves God. Murmuring, oh God, nonsense. Oh God. Ah, this lecturer is just too difficult. Ah, nonsense. What kind of human being is this, Dave? I'm even tired. Ah, God, and you are looking at me like this in this situation. Oh God, I've not been able to pay my rent. Nonsense. Ah, you are there looking at me like that. You are even looking at me and staring at me. You did not see anything. Murmuring does not move God. Only faith moves God. See, challenges of life are easily won via faith. 1 John 5:4. For whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. So, if you want to overcome your challenges, then you need faith. You need to build your faith. Number D, or number 4, as the case may be. All the plans of the devil are easily nullified via faith. You know, the devil is a very trickish person, very wicked person, full of pranks. All his plans, you can nullify them via your faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith thou shalt be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. You can silence the devil via your faith. And today, I see somebody here silencing the devil in the name of Jesus. I see somebody silencing the devil permanently in the name of Jesus. You see, one of the things we do in this church is to expose you to the things you need to know. Once you are exposed, there is no way devil can impose himself on you. Once you have been exposed to the truth, there is no way the wicked can impose himself on you. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that as you know this truth shall set you free in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Important things to know about faith, number E, is health and healing is faith-based. Health and healing is not about what you eat per se. Yes, good food is good. Eating healthy is good. Doing exercise is good. But I've seen those, many people that have done many things like that, and they are still not healthy. I've seen those that don't eat fatty things. I've seen people that run away from food that they say causes this. Yet they are still sick. It takes your faith to be healed. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 29, there were two men there that went blind. And the Bible says, these guys were men that had faith. They shouted to Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And the next verse. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this. And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Next verse. Thank you, Jesus. 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your word. He didn't say according to what you are eating. He didn't say according to your BS certificate. He didn't say according to how beautiful you are or how awesome you are. So your health is tied to your faith. That's why you see that when somebody is sick, the enemy's target is his heart to attack his faith. You will now begin to think, oh, this is what killed my uncle. This is what killed my father. This is what killed my grandfather. Okay, so it's in the line of the family. When you are a special person, the Bible says that you are 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a special person. You are not permitted to walk in the wrong path your parents walked. If they died like that or were sick like that, that's their own generation, not you. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. You have been set aside. And it takes your faith to know this. I vowed that nothing evil that happened to my father will occur in my life. It's a vow between me and God. And devil knows it. No evil that I saw in the life of my parents must reoccur in my life. Because once you have faith, your life can't be fake. No matter what the doctor is saying right now. No matter what the nurses are saying. No matter what the gynecologist is saying. I am saying what God... You see... When you know what is written, you can take care of what is happening. When you know what the Bible says and you have faith, you can nullify any doctor's utterances. I told you a story some time ago that I went to Lagos, and on my road, on the road, I felt I was, I don't know, not even while I was going, like a day or two before that, I was feeling a very terrible pain in one of my tooth. And I just branched in Lagos. A dentist I had seen some time ago in Allen Avenue, I just went there. And the doctor said, this tooth is bad. You must remove it now. I just jumped. I said, what do you mean? It can't be my old tooth you're talking about. This one, you must remove it. And as I was saying it, I was still in pain. But I knew that I'm not permitted to be mesmerized like others. Immediately I said that thing that no, I started feeling a relief. So she just did normal stuff and all that, and I left. That was about 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago. I'm still using that tea to eat meat today. No pain, struggle free, pain free, no issues. If I had just succumbed like that, I'd say, this pain is too much. It's a lie. Somebody says it's a lie. That verdict is a lie. That verdict that you will not have a child is a lie. That verdict that you will not be held is a lie. That verdict that you will fail is a lie. That verdict that you will not travel abroad is a lie. That verdict that you will not have your own husband is a lie. That verdict that you will not build your own house is a lie. Everything the Bible does not say about you is a Number F, important fact about faith is faith is what triggers the action of God. Do you know God folds his hand like this until you begin to act in faith? God doesn't do anything until you begin to. That's why when you begin to praise God, God does wonders, because praise is an act of faith. You're praising God. Now, it's not as if things are perfect with you, but you just decided to let go and you began to praise God. It's an act of faith. When you begin to pray, God responds. Why? Because your prayer is an act of faith. When you begin to give, God responds to your giving. Because you have sown, you are permitted to reap. It's an act of faith. Everything you do that is action-based is what moves God. That's why claiming to have faith without necessary action is fake. And the principal source of this faith is the Word of God. Until you are ready to sit down to study, Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That is, the first hearing is hearing or reading. The second one is understanding. You have to see that. Please let me tell you, sometimes devil doesn't have a problem with us praying. Devil has a big problem when he sees you reading your Bible. Devil has a big problem because once you know the truth, you are free. And this is the bank of truth. The word of God is a bank of truth. And my prayer for somebody here today is that a new appetite for God's word will come for you in Jesus' name. As you study continuously, a new level of understanding is released to you in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm taking you further. I would have loved to preach more about the need for you to study, but we have preached about that a few times before. I want to go to a sensitive part this morning. How to put your faith to work for a new beginning. Assuming that you are reading your Bible very well and you are getting faith, you come to church regularly, we pump faith into you. How do you put your faith to work? Take you through this quickly and we'll move on in this service this morning. Number one, how to put your faith to work? Believe in God. Your faith makes things to change for you. Your faith in God puts you in God's class. In Hebrews 11 verse 11, we saw how a woman of 90 years old, Bible says, through faith. Someone say through faith. Because our conception and our delivery at 90 years, it cannot be anything other than faith. Bible says through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Your believing in God puts your faith to work. Your believing in what God's servant has said to you is what puts your faith to work. Once you can believe God, you have triggered God to act. Once you can believe what he's saying, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "But I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Some version says, "He wants to give you an expected end." Once you know this, just believe it. Once you know this, just believe it. It's amazing. As small as I am, if I tell some of you here now that tomorrow I will give you 100,000, you believe me. Or if I give you a check, I say, go to the bank with this check and go and take 1 million. You believe me. How much more God now saying to you in the world that you are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the last. How much more the Almighty God, the Lord that wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. How can't you believe that? That's 3 John verse 2. How can't you believe that? Somebody that he cannot lie. Somebody say he cannot lie. God does not have capacity to lie. He cannot lie. God can't lie. If God says it, he must do it. So you must believe him if you want to put him to work. You must believe him if you want to put him to work. Every spirit of doubt that makes you think that God is deceiving you, that makes you think that thing which God has promised you will never come, that spirit of doubt is arrested today. I say it is arrested today. That power that makes you think that your promotion will not come this year again, that is a doubt. I tell you sincerely, before you do Christmas this year, your promotion letter is in your two hands. I say your promotion letter is in your two hands. When we say promotion, it doesn't necessarily mean work. Admission letter for a student is a promotion letter. Hello. Results, passing an exam exceedingly well, I'm moving to the next class exceedingly well, is a promotion letter. Working as a lecturer in a university and you are promoted is a promotion. Working in a chamber or in a bank or in an organization and you collect a physical letter is a promotion. Turnover swelling, whereby your statement of account is fat, is thick. 1 week statement is like 2 year statements for unbeliever. Is full. The manager sees you from inside CCTV. He runs down the staircase. Just like, oh God. May the Lord give us understanding. That is what God is saying about you. Don't let any devil tell you that you are meant to be less than that. It is a lie. Because devil is the Bible says he's the father of lies. That's what the Bible says. He's the father of lies. Look at how he went to that woman that day. Ah, the fruit God says you eat. Why you not eat it? Ah, it's not big deal. It's not just eat small. Not necessarily you. It's just make your eyes open. You just be seeing clearly, as if she was blind before. Ikaburuku. Number two, how to put your faith to work for a new beginning. Speak in faith always. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, the power of life and death is in the tongue. The power, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Also, in Matthew 21 verse 21, Bible speaking there. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall, that is, mountains is like a problem. You can interchange if you can say to this mountain. You can also interchange it with if you can say to this problem. So what the Bible is saying is that when you have a problem, make sure your mouth is not shut. A short mouth is a short destiny. You know why they were able to capture Jesus? The Bible says, after they accused him, the Bible says he did not talk. He responded not. That was why they could. If Jesus said, die. Just die. D-I-E. Die. They're all dead. But why? When they wanted to attack him, when they took him and they did everything to say, Father, forgive them because they knew it no one. But if he just said, fire. Or if he mistakenly says, fire, yeah. You know, he said something. He said, look at you guys. He said, if I call legions of angels, they will come here now. He said, you think you are the one that is arresting me? I'm just doing the work of my Father. It's just what my Father is sent me to do that I'm doing. My Father walketh it out and I walk. Then just John chapter 6 verse 34 or so. He said, what God sent me to do is just what I'm doing. It's not that you can catch me. You are a small boy. Don't keep quiet. Once you keep quiet, your destiny is shut. Once you see a problem, speak against it. Once you see an evil, speak against it. Once you see something that is not right, speak against it. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will help you to be able to speak against every evil against you. I say God will help you to be able to speak against every evil against you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. John chapter 5 verse 17. My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. And that walk is that you for you and I, it is for us to speak against evil. To speak against anything against us. Don't allow anybody to push you into damnation. Don't speak doubt. Mugbe, David, pa. My own is finished. Don't speak such words. I'm doomed. I'm finished. Don't say such things. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm progressing. I'm going forward. When men are saying there's a casting down, I will be saying there's a lifting up. I'm going forward. I cannot be broke. I cannot lack money. I can't just lack what to eat. I can't lack good food to eat. God is always blessing me. I don't know why he just loves me. That's how to talk as a Christian. And when the enemy brings a thought, that's what the Bible says, that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise the standard against them. When the enemy comes to you with bad thoughts, you return back with words, shut up, idiot. I'm talking, you are talking. Keep quiet there. I'm favored. I'm blessed. This is going to be the best exam I've ever had, you know. This is going to be the best. This is going to be the best contract I've ever had. It's going to be very, very successful. Nobody can withdraw my contract. There's a woman here. A thought has been telling you also that devil will soon take you away from beside your husband. It's a lie. It's a lie. You will use that man that to the extent that he will not be useful for anybody again. You'll become very, very old together. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. How can you work very hard and somebody else will come and enjoy the fruit of your labor? Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. Put your hand on your chest and say, I will reap the fruit of my labor. I'm the one that is laboring. And I will enjoy my labor. So shall it be. Number three, how to put your faith to work. I said number one is what? Believe in God. Number two, speak in faith always. Number three is reject the spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, the Bible was talking there. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Someone say power. Of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear is a destroyer of destiny. Anywhere you see fear, you see destiny destruction. If you want to make it and start a new beginning, reject fear. Maybe God has put a vision in your heart. Maybe God has told you you are going to be very, very great, which is very true. I agree with you on that. Reject fear. Fear is a killer. There were three guys called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. They gang up against them, particularly in verse 16. Those guys, bold guys, they rejected fear. They said, we'll throw you inside fire. They said, oh king Nebuchadnezzar. It's like saying, oh Buhari. Just looking at the president and looking at him and saying, forget it. You can't do me anything. You can't do me anything. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16, downward. Let's have that scripture. If 16 first. Thank you, Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer this in this matter. That is, the king said, we'll destroy you. We will frustrate you if you don't bow to us. He said, forget it, we can't bow. Oh, Buhari. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver. Can you see faith speaking? This is the way you should talk. When they say, people always fail that course. It's not easy. If 1,000 people sit for that exam, only 3 can, only 50 can pass. If it's only one that will pass, it will be you. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. And you see the O King, O King, O King. Now, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the old golden image which thou hast set up. Then the king was furious. Oh, I can feel him. He spinned like this. Yeah! Look at these small boys. Look at these small boys. These boys are small boys talking to me like this. Me, that I'm a big man. A threat of the devil is useless to a man of faith. The threat of death is useless to a woman of faith. It doesn't matter what the devil is saying. It's a one with God is a majority. Your God that is beside you is more than all the wicked that's against you. Let them do their worst. And the Bible says he commanded the most mighty men that they were in his army to bind Shadrach and Abednego and to cast him into fire. Friends, I don't have time. I can preach 7 days sermon on this message, on this particular place. It's just those verses. You know what happened eventually, to cut long story short? They threw these guys inside the fire. These guys that rejected the spirit of fear. If it was somebody like many of us here, you might say like that, but when they tie you and they are moving you near the fire, and you can see the heat, you will repent quickly. You say, actually, you see? You see? Actually, what I'm trying to say is that... what I'm just trying to say is that I will bow, Sha, but, you know... I mean, you don't understand, you see? I just said that because they enter the fire. And as they entered the fire, the fourth man was there waiting for them. God himself said, what kind of human beings are these that faced fire and said, they vowed that they know I can never let them down. God is waiting for you to vow like that I know God can't let me down. When you get to that point, you are made. When you get to the point where you speak to the devil, you can't take me off. You take your high blood pressure back to where you got it from. Take your failure back to where it's not for me. Then God will respond. Friends, to cut long story short, that story ends, I think, in verse 30 or so. From the beginning to verse 30 is the last verse. To cut long story short, ladies and gentlemen, these guys were promoted. Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were promoted. They lifted them. Why? They rejected fear. Until you are ready to reject fear, devil won't let you go. Until you are ready to resist fear, devil won't let you go. I speak to somebody here this morning. Every spirit of fear that has tormented you, that does not want you to enjoy the fruit of your labor, be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. Be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. The spirit of boldness is imparted on you today. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 Number four, how to exercise, how to put your faith to work is believe in yourself. Yes, the Bible says it is true that we should not overestimate ourselves according to Luke 19 verse 14. Yes, we are not meant to overestimate ourselves and blow up ourselves out of proportion. Luke 19, 14. However, we are also not allowed to condemn ourselves. And I pray for somebody here today that God will give you that grace to be able to value yourself in the name of Jesus. In Philippians 4 verse 13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can. You can succeed. You can start a new business this year. This year you can still start a new business with 50,000. And by end of this year, you are commanding 5 million. From that same business, 50,000. 50,000. 1, 2, 3, 4. 50,000. You can still start a new business tomorrow. You calculate how much you are using for the charge card per month. It's almost drawing close to half of that. I want you to believe in God and believe in yourself. You are not an ordinary person. You are not just a nobody. To access a new beginning via faith, you must believe in yourself. Your self-value determines your public value. Once you have value inside, people will value you. But once you don't have value inside, there's no value anywhere. No matter your situation, you must have faith in yourself. Because you must know that you are an embodiment of success. I don't have time. My time is running now. I have just about 8 minutes left. There's a man called Gideon in Judges chapter 6. From verse 1, you know the story very well, how God was against the children of Israel because they are sin, and he left them over to the Midianites and the Ammonites to deal with them very well because they were fearful and they didn't serve God like expected. And he left them to the Midianites to deal with them. Then God raised a man called Gideon. Gideon was a young guy, and Gideon was just, he was just trying to package himself. God appeared to him. And God spoke to him. He said, you this boy, I'm ready to change your story. I'm ready to use you. Because Gideon was looking at it like, who am I? Judges chapter 6 from verse 10 to 16. From verse 10. You can start from verse 10. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. That was the reason why God was angry with the children of Israel. They were fearful. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which is in Ophrah that pertained unto Josh the Jebusite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it. Gideon was preparing wheat to hide it from the Ammonites, from the Midianites. Like preparing some food to hide it so that they will not take it away. And the angel came and said, you don't know who you are. You are not a small boy. You are a mighty man of valor. You are not just, you because you see that you look small. Because you are just in the lawn, you think that you are just a small boy. And you are going beyond the shores of this place. Your destiny is going beyond the shores of this place. You are a mighty man of valor. Go back to that scripture. And the Bible says, and the angel said, appeared to him and said, man, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Before now, Gideon used to hide his head. Hey, they must not, the Midianites must not destroy me. They must not destroy me. Say, forget it. You are the one that will destroy these guys. He gathered guys. He said, no, these ones are too much. Reduce them. He reduced them to 300. He said, this one. Listen to me. Anybody that is here this morning that doesn't have self-respect for yourself, there's no way you can progress. You must have self-value and know that you are not ordinary. Put your hand on your chest and say, I'm not an ordinary person. I may look small now, but my future is very bright. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen. To cut long story short, Gideon was able to fight and he won and God was glorified. In your life, God will be glorified. Amen. And number five, where we stop this morning on how to put your faith to work. I said number one is believe in God. Number two, speak in faith always. Number three, reject fear. Number four, and number five, believe in others. If you are going to put your faith to work, believe also in others. You need to believe also in the people that God has placed around you. You need to believe that they can help you and assist you. There is no self-made man as big as Moses is. Exodus 17, from verse 7 to 13, from verse 8 to 13, he needed Aaron and all to assist him. He needed Aaron and all to assist him in the place of battle. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rahim. Yes. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men. Go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of the Lord in my hand. And so Joshua did as Moses said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israelites prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand was heavy. Somebody say it was heavy. It was heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand. If you are going to become what God wants you to be, you need others. You can't operate in isolation. You can't behave as if... You see, it is only small visions you can achieve alone. When you have a massive vision, you need men and women to work with you. If you push this one away, you push that one away, you say, this person is too bad, this person is not good, this one is not good, that person is not good, who will now be left? God has placed people around you to help your faith work. You believe in God. You believe in yourself. You reject fear. Then you must also believe in those that God has placed around you. They might look small today like Gideon. But once you believe in them, they become like an Aaron and Hur to you. When you are tired, they can lift your hands up. When you need help, they can be there for you. And for somebody here today, all the days of your life, you will never lack helpers. All the days of your life, you never lack helpers. The greatest helper we can all have is the Almighty God. And the major way to get his help is salvation. The quickest, smartest way to get God's help is to come to him and say, like a prodigal son, Father, I am sorry, sir. Please forgive me my sins. I want this faith they have talked about this morning. I want this new beginning, but I need you to help me. Forgive me my sins. Give me, I want a fresh start. I've been failing before I want a fresh start of success. I have been stagnated before I want a fresh start of progress. With all heads bowed this morning.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.